Mesechtas Avei Dezerah, Daf Yotes, 8 lines from the top of Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara previously was discussing the Pesukim in Kapitel Aleph in Tehillim that begins, Ashrei Ish Asher Lo Yehalach Ba'atzas Rishayim, and Rabbi Yenison explained that since it says Ha'ish with a Hey idea, so it refers to a specific known person, and it refers to Avraham Avinu, and our Gemara continues to discuss another Pesuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kufyud Beis, which uses a similar Lashon, and the Gemara begins that the Pesuk states, Haluka Ashrei Ish Yoreis Hashem B'mitzvahis of Chafetz Moed. And the Gemara is, Ashri Ish, Vlei Ashri Isha, is only a man who fears Hashem fortunate, and a woman who fears Hashem isn't fortunate. And the Gemara brings two explanations. And number one, Amrab Amram Amrav, Ashri Misha Asa Tshuva Kshu Ish, that fortunate is the one that does tshuva and fears Hashem when he is young and has all his strength. And as Rashi explains, Klema Memar Lahake Bayre Koidim Yimea Zikna. And number two, Rabbi Yeshua Belevi Amar, Ashri Misha Miskabel Yitzrik Ish, like a Gibor. And as we know, Ezu Gibor HaKavisha Sitzoi. In the top tases, Dibel Maschel Ashri Ish Vlei Ashri Isha Avol El Gabe Ashri Ish. However, regarding Kapitel Aleph, where the pasuk states Ashri Ish with Hey idea Leidaykachi the Ish Mashma Lemuta Isha, as our pasuk states Ish without a Hey idea, and that's Mashma to Mimayin Isha VaIsh Mashma Lemuta Ish Acher. However, when the pasuk stated Ish with a Hey idea, so it was Mashma to Mimayin a different person. Our Gemara stated Ashri Misha Isa Chuvik Shu Ish, and the Iri points out Afa Pisha. However, Mikol Mokaim Hatshuva Hamuula He Beis Habachris Uve Eishik Chayitza Muchanim LaAvira Himoisha Hayu B'Shoshayu Oisus Aviras Elishu Shavim Umanicham Umachlishim Bachan Asai. The Gemara continues and discusses the end of the pasuk that states B'Mitzvayis of Chafetz Moed. The Gemara tells us Amar Belezer B'Mitzvayis of B'Leib B'Scham Mitzvayis of Behind the Tan Who Yai Emer Atiu Kavodim Amisham Sizrav Al Menasal Kavol Pras Ela Hayy. And as Rashi explains, that Rabbi Elazar teaches us that this man is fortunate as he desires to do mitzvahs in order to serve his creator, and not in order to receive a reward. And as the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel teaches us, that Antignish Issachai would often say that one should not be like a servant that serves his master in order to receive a reward, rather, one should serve Hashem like an Eved who serves their master without any expectations or conditions to receive any reward. And Ayin Rashi, who is Gurus, Al Manash Shalei L'Kabel Pras. And Rashi explains, Yidlipcha Imay Loimar Afilo Ain Sefer L'Kabel Sachar Oyev Ani Es Bayri V'Chafetz B'Mitzvaysav. And Ayin in the second Taisis on the Amid Diba Masla Al Manash L'Kabel Pras. And Taisis explains that certainly someone could desire to receive a reward, and for example, if they're hoping that they're going to receive a reward in Olam Haba, however, Zok Taisis Pirish B'Toyim Loi Tavei Shei Lasei K'Moshe Izeh V'Chavim. And Al Gemara is referring to a person that uses mitzvahs like a skula, and if the skula doesn't occur, then it'll be toya for doing the mitzvah. However, Taisa states, Avlam ina toya, domi loha daminim perakamadu babasu, perakamadu psachim vrashana, de tanya selazel tzedakah, amanash yechibini, I raise it tzadik gomor, or some agurus over there, I raise it tzedakah gomura. And our Gemara continues and goes back to discuss Kapitel Aleph in Tehillim, and the pasuk beis continues and states, ki im beserus Hashem chafzai, u beserusa yega yom v'layla, and the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. It's Amar Rebbe, Ein Adam Lo Material Al Mimakom Shli Bechafetz Shenema Ki Im Beserus Hashem Chafzai. Rebbe taught us that a person can only learn Torah properly if he learns a sugya that his heart desires to learn. And as the pasuk states, Ki Im Beserus Hashem Chafzai. And the proper way to learn Torah Hashem is based on his own desire. And the Gemara continues with a related story. As Levi Reb Shimon Rebbe Yosvi Kamed Rebbe VeKapaski Sidra Silik Sifra Levi Amar Leisulon Mishlev Reb Shimon Rebbe. And the Gemara tells us that Levi and Rav Shimon Rebbe was sitting in front of Rebbe and they were learning Psukim, and they finished one Sefer and there was a question as to which Sefer to learn next, and Levi wanted to continue and learn Mishlei, and he said that they should bring a Sefer Mishlei to him, and Rav Shimon Rebbe wanted to learn Sefer Tehillim, and he said that they should bring a Sefer Tehillim, and Rav Shimon was able to win over Levi, and they brought a Sefer Tehillim. And when they got to the second pasuk in Tehillim, and Rebbe explained that Ein Adam Lo Material Makom Shli B'Chafetz, so since Levi wanted to specifically learn Mishlei, so Levi said to Rebbe, "You have now given me permission to get up and leave." And it could be that the reason why Rabbi Shimon Rebbe had the decisive vote was because he was the son of Rebbe. Therefore, Rebbe had a specific chiv to teach his son Torah based on the mitzvah of Vilamatim Oisim Es Bneichem. And Ayin Rashi Mimakom Shli B'Chafetz Leishanu Le Rabbi El Masechta Shumivakashim. And the Gemara continues, Amar Avdimi Bachama, Kala Isa Bitter, Hakash Baruch, Isla Fetzov, Shinema Kim Bisayas Hashem Chafzai, and Avdimi Bachama explains that anyone that is Isaac and Terah, Hakash Baruch will take care of his needs and desires, and as the Pasuk states, Kim Bisayas Hashem, that if you learn to hear Hashem, then Hashem will be Isaac in your needs and your desires. And the Gemara will now continue and bring various memories from Rava, and the first three members of Rava will discuss this Pasuk. Number one, Amru Rava Loilam Yilmaid Adam Matayah B'makab Shli B'chafet Shinem Akim B'seyas Hashem Chatzai. Number two, Amru Rava Batchila Nikreis Al Shmai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Ulu Basayif Nikreis Al Shmai Shinem B'seyas Hashem Chatzai U'B'seyrasai Yega Yom V'layla. And number three, Amru Rava Loilam Yilmaid Adam Matayah B'akach Yega Shinem B'seyas Hashem Chatzai V'hadu V'seyrasai Yega Yom V'layla. And Rava's first memra is exactly as Rebbe taught us, that one should learn the sugya in Torah that he desires. And Rava taught us the second memra, that initially prior to a person learning, the Torah is called the Torah of Hashem, but once a person learns, then he is kind of the Torah, and it's called his Torah, as the Pasuk initially states, Kim b'seiras Hashem, and after a person shows that the Torah is chafzai, so the Pasuk continues, v'serasai yega yom v'layla, and even though the Pashas is that the word v'serasai is going back on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, however we dash in v'serasai, that it's now considered the person's Torah. And Rava continues with a third limud, and as Rashi explains, that a person should initially learn a lot of Torah from his Rebbe, and only afterwards should he be ma'ayin and be medama milsa la milsa and ask questions and bring tzitzim. And as Rashi states, Rava once again learns from this pasuk as the Torah states, "B'seiras Hashem chatzai." Initially, is the Torah Hashem, and you need a Rebbe to teach you. However, once you learn Torah and you are kind of the Torah and it becomes Torah, then you could be Yega Yom V'Layla, which is lashon of Hega, which is lashon of understanding and delving deeper. And the Gemara continues with another member of Rava, Va'am Rava Lo'ilam Ligris Inish Va'afagav Demishkach Va'afagav Lo'yodemai Ka'amar Shinema Gorsin Nafshi L'Savo Gorsik Siv Lake Siv Tachana. Rava teaches us that a person should learn and continue learning, and he should not be miayish, and even if he forgets his learning, and if even if he doesn't understand what he's learning, and his Rebbe can only teach him on a basic level. And Rava's Makar is a pasuk can tell him that states that because he had such a desire for Torah, so he learned Torah even on a very low and simple level, and the pasuk uses the lashon of Garsa and not Tachna. And Ayin Rashi, Dlo Yodamai Kama, Shein Rabbi Yodei Lefarish Leiklum. And Rashi explains that the lashon of Garsa is a lashon of Geras Fikamel, Shaloyo Yotechin Hodeik, Alekre Chaim Shal Graces, Hamachalkin Chit Lishnaim, Oyla Abel, Litzerich Michael, and it crushes grain into large pieces, and it doesn't grind into fine flour. Rashi continues when the Pasuk states, Garsa Nafshi Litava, Mirai Tavasi Litira, Hayisu Sheva Lefia Chelis, Afal Pisha in a Techn Hodeik, Likonis Ba'imka. The Gemara continues with another two memories of Rava, as number one, Rava Ramiksiv, that the Pasuk initially states, Agape Viksiv Alkise, and he teaches us, Betchila Agape Ulubasef Alkise, and number two, Rava Risastira between two Psukim in Mishle, as Ksiv Bereish Mereimim Viksiv Al Derech, and Betchila Bereish Mereimim Ulubasef Ali Derech. Rava's first theory is from two Psukim in Mishle and Perek Tes, as one Pasuk states, Shulchan Arisa Tikra Agape Mereimim Keres, and this Pasuk refers to Torah, and it tells us that she sent her young girls to invite Talmidim who sit on the wings of the height of the city. And then a few Psukim later in Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk states, V'yashvel Pesach Besa Al Kisei Mereim Keres, and the Pasuk initially stated that you will send for your young Talmidim that are Isik and Torah, and it's as if they are sitting on the wings of a bird which is fleeting and ain't a kavua. Then in Pasuk Yudalid, the Pasuk states that they will sit on a throne or a chair which is stable and kavua, and as the Pasuk of Pasuk Mike states, Raka Kisei Egdel Mimeka. And Rava explains that initially a Talmud isn't kavua, and he travels from place to place to learn Torah from various Rabbeim, but ultimately he will become a Talmud Chacham and be kavua, and other Talmidim will come to study from him. And we explain the Gemara based on Rashi's first explanation. Now in Rashi, he brings the second explanation, Lishon Achrina, B'tchila Agape Yechidi B'lei Talmidim, they'll be alone and he won't have Talmidim, K'moyin, as the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, B'gapa Yavoi, B'gapa Yetzei. Rava also asked another Stira, which is a Stira in one Pasuk in Mishlei, and as the Pasuk in Paraches, Pasuk Beis states, B'reish Miroimim Alei Derech Beis Nesivais Nitzava. And the Pasuk initially states that she stands on a high place, she calls to all people to learn Torah, and the Pasuk then states that she stands on the way. And Rava explains, initially a Talmud shouldn't answer questions and should distance himself from answering questions, but eventually can answer questions even in a makom megulah like a road, and even berabim. And as Rashi states, Muresh Muraimim Mistalipim Machpayis Ubisaif Ali Derech Mayura Lein Kol. And the Gemara continues, and now Ulu will ask a Sira from one Pasuk in Mishle, as Ulu Rami, as Ksiv, as the Pasuk starts off, Shesei Mayim Mibarecha, and the Ksiv, and then the end of the Pasuk states, V'nezlum Mitech Be'erecha, and he explains, B'tchila Shesei Mibarecha, Ubisaif V'nezlum Mitech Be'erecha. Ulu's question is that the Pasuk starts off, Shesei Mayim Mibarecha, and as we know, E Mayim Ela Torah, and the Pasuk tells us you should drink water and learn Torah from a pit, which is not a flowing body of water, and the Pasuk ends that you should drink flowing water from your well. Therefore, Ulu explains that initially a person learns Torah from Rebbe and can only learn from what the Rebbe knows, but eventually he will be able to extend his knowledge and be mechadish on his own. As Rashi states, Beirecha Mayim Chunasu V'Seifin Kolim, and Beirecha is Mayim Chayim V'Im Paiskin. And the Gemara continues with another member from Rava, as Amar Rava, Amar Abskira, Amar Abhuna, Mayadich Siv, what is Pshat in the Pasuk of Mishle that states, Hoy Mehevel Yimad V'Koyvitz Al Yad Yarber. And Rava explains, Im Isa Adam Terasi Chavilus Chavilus Mismayet, however, Vim Koyvitz Al Yad Yarber, and Amar Rava Yadoy Rabban Mohamilsa V'Avri La, and Amar Nachma Yitzhak, and now Vidta V'Kayim Biyadi. And Rava explains in the name of his Rebbe Movik, Rav Schaira, who said this in the name of Rav Huna, that what is the meaning of the Pasuk of Mishle that teaches us wealth that comes through dishonesty will diminish, but wealth gathered by hand slowly but surely will increase. And he explains that if a person learns a lot of Torah at one time and he doesn't review and chazen many times and he gathers Torah like bundles, then it won't be miskayim. But if he learns a small amount at a time and he consistently chazes and reviews, then his Torah will be mekuyim and it will increase his knowledge of Torah. Rava continues that although Talmid Chum know this member of Rav Huna, they are still over on his words. However, Rav Nachma Yitzchak states that I followed Rav Huna's advice and I was able to retain my learning. And I am the second to Baram Tesis on the Amid, Diba Maskal, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Mashmo Shir Rav Schaira, Rabbi Muvakaya, Shrei Bekam Mekayim Zimetzinu, Sha'am Ahabi Dvar Mishmai, and I in Sham B'Yesabir. And also I in the Baram Tesis, Diba Maskal, on Noah Vidta, where Tesis states that we should be Gurus B'Dalid, Pirish as Sisera, Umashle Amar Kiamtia, Sha'in Lashin Kiyam Shaykh al-Bidvar Mitzvah. And as Tesis points out, for the Gemara, Mesech the Shabbos in Perik Bama Medlikin, but in Mishnah of Yisartim, Mirav to Medliko Saner, that's why in that Gemara we use the term Kiyamti, and our Gemara used Lashna Vidta, V'yesh Gersum Avarte Bereish, and some agurus the word Avarte with a Reish, V'leini Hirid and came Balisto Lispar Sha'aval Devei Chachamim, and certainly that would not be something that Rav Nachma Yitzchak would do. And in regard to the statement of Ula, that B'tchilo Shesemi Berecha, Ulu B'seif Ulu Neinzlem Metrich Be'erecha, the Rabbi explains, Lama Tayr Mirav Shi Berecha, V'achkin Tifazer Raglecha, Heine V'heine Lulman Machirim, V'zeo V'neinzlem Metrich Be'erecha. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shizbi Mishmed Rabbi Lezman Azayah, Maidach Siv, that what does it mean in Pasuk Mishlei when it states, L'yachu Chumiyat Seidoi, and he explains, L'yichya V'le'yach Yom Tzayit HaRamoy, Rav Sheshis Amar Tzayit HaRamoy Yachroich, and Gemara states, Ki Asir Avdim Yomar Moshla Adam Shetzar Tziporin Mishab Kanafer Shall We Shayna Kul Miskeyamis Biyadoi Vim Lav E Miskeyamis Biyadoi. And Reb Shizbi explains in the name of Reb Lezben Azayah that what is Pshat in the Pasuk of Mishlei that states that a dishonest hunter will not roast his catch. And he explains that the Lashon Lo Yachroich is read bin Etrikin as if it states Lo Yichya Vlo Yarech, that this hunter will not live and will not lengthen his days. And we learn that if one is Gerus and learns Torah in a simplistic form in order to trick people that he is Tam Chacham, then he won't be Zeicher to a long life. And Rav Sheshis explains that the Pasuk is asking a question, will a cunning hunter not catch and roast his prey? And certainly he will be successful. And as Rashi explains, that similarly a Tam Chacham who learns a small amount at a time and chazes his learning, then he will certainly be successful. And as Rashi Masechtas Irvin on Daftam Dalam Bay states, when Rav Shizbi explained that Tzayid Ramoy Shemar B'Begirsa Ve'in Mechazaleh, and Rav Sheshis is Chilik, and Rav Sheshis states, Ein Zeh Ramoy, that the Pasuk would not call this person a Ramai, El Shaita, and that person is a fool. And Rav Sheshis therefore explains, V'akrivit Zalyad, who are Ramai, V'orim B'dover, that he is cunning, and who Yachrei, Chloima, Yiskai, B'yodai, Kitzai, Ramai, Shemeshab, Gaf, Rishon, Rishon, Kishu, Leichta, Shilo, Yivrach, Hu, Chayrich, Eifes, V'achlan. And as we explain, V'krat, Hu, Yimitama, Lo Yachrei, Lo Yitzel, V'yechal, that certainly, if the person does this, then he will certainly roast these animals, and will be able to eat all these birds. And the Gemara continues, that Ramadimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he compared this to a hunter who captures captures birds, and if he clips their wings so they can't fly away, and he will eventually have a lot of birds, but if he doesn't clip their wings, then when he is busy trapping other birds, the first birds will fly away, and he will be left with nothing. And Ein Rabbi Nechanan al Pirish, in Einem Mishabek, Kanfei O'ev, Shekfar Einei Yechoyle Lefroyach, in Misasek, Lotzer Acher, Zu Perechas, Kach Hashmuim, Einei Shoyne Yisahabe, Achi Yisashi Beliboy, Al Maschal Acheres, Mishka Harishoyne. The Gemara continues to discuss the next Pasuk in Kapitel Aleph in Tehillim, and discusses Pasuk Gimel, and the Pasuk states, V'hoi Ke'i Shosla Palge Mayim, Ashapir Yitim Be'itoy, V'aleo Le'ibol, V'chol Ashi Yasi Yatzliach, and Amri Debe Rab Yanai, Ke'i Shosla, V'le Ke'i Tzinhua, Kol Ha'lim Yitari Mirab Echad, Einu Roya Simon Baruch Lo'ilam, and Amlo Rav Chista Rabbanon, Be'ina De'im Lechum Milso, Mistafina De'Shev Kisali Vazlisu, and he taught them, Kol Ha'lim Yitari Mirab Echad, Einu Roya Simon Baruch Lo'ilam, Shavku, V'azul Kamei Durava, and some Agir is Rabba, and Amaluhu, Hani Mili Svara, Abel Gemara, Mirab Echad Adif, Yehechi Delay Liflig Lishni. Pasuk Gimel stated that one who desires Torah will be like a tree whose roots grow along a stream of water, and they taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai that in order to learn properly, one should act like a rooted tree that can't be moved from place to place, and he doesn't only learn from one Rebbe, and not like a tree that is planted in one place, and a Talmud shouldn't only learn from one Rebbe, as anyone that learns Torah from one Rebbe will never see a Simon Bracha in his learning. And Rashi explains, Shosel Nerka Mekan V'chazav V'nishtal B'mokam Acher, and a Tua Mi'Karai V'leizaz Misham Lo'ilam, and it never moved from the original place where it was planted. Claimer Ke'it Shosel Yaseh Talmud Esatzmoy Leilich V'lumoy Mi'Kolodam V'loy Ke'it Zetua L'Ishtakel Lifnei Rab Echad. And the Gemara continued that Rav Chisda said to Rabbanon, and he said to his Talmidim, that I will tell you something, even though I'm afraid that you will leave me and go learn by another Rebbe. And he told them this memra, and they actually left and went to learn by Rabba. But Rabba told them that this memra only applies after you already know the basis of learning, and at that point you should go to various rabbeim to get broader knowledge and svaris. However, when starting to learn, certainly you need one Rebbe Mavik, as otherwise you may receive different messiahs as to gersais, and it will confuse you. And as Rashi at the bottom of it states, svaro lilmid charifus v'chidr leiv la'acha shlamba v'shgur v'fiv girsa talmud. And Rashi continues, and daf yotesim v'beiz l'liflig nishlei sh'li yischalko alishanis t'haygar shmeitza b'hay lishna b'haygar yislav lishna chrina. And even though it really means the same thing, but they each had a different girsa, and we continue on Daf Yutessim Abayz, and the Gemara continues to discuss the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, and the Pasuk stated, Al Palge Mayim, and the Lashon Palge is a Lashon of splitting, and really the Pasuk could have stated, Al Palge Mayim, and since it said the Lashon Rabim, therefore it corresponds to three splits and three chalukais, and therefore, Amr Tanchum Machin Loi, La Ilum Yishalish Adam Shtesa, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, that a person should split up his ears, a third he should learn Torah, a third Mishnah, and a third Gemara. And the Gemara asks, Mi Yoda Inish Kamachai, that certainly is not practical, certainly a person doesn't know how long they're going to live, and therefore, how would they know how to split up the time? And the Gemara answers, Ki Karminim B'Yaymi, and as Rashi states, Beiz Yom Mikro, Beiz Yom Mishnah, U Beiz Yom B'Talmud, Bechain Kol Shavua V'Shavua, and Ayin Demuk Yosef, who points out, Uvi Shabbos Yishana Kol Mashi Lomad B'chol Yimei Yashvua, and on Shabbos you should chazar everything you learned during the week, and the gematria of Shabbos is Shoyne B'Shabbos Tainug, and Ayin Taptesis, who points out that the reason why Rashi explained the Gemara in this matter is V'loshin L'Yoymi Dachku L'Farishkein Miyu Akate Ikalak Shuyei Miyod Kamachai, that L'maisi still don't have the exact science, as a person doesn't know how long they're going to live, and they don't know if they'll finish out the week, and L'kach Nira L'Yoymi B'chol Yoyim L'kach Teknu P'sukei Atamid U'mishtas Ezu M'kaimin U'braisi Rabbi Shmuel. This way, every single day, you m'kaim very quickly your limud of Chumash, of Mishnah, and of Talmud. And his continues, V'nir L'Rabbein Tam, the Anu Sh'eskim B'Talmud Bavlo Yidayenu, Ki Hu Bol B'mikru B'mishnah U'Talmud K'raminu B'Sanedrin, Bavlo B'lul B'mikru B'lul B'mishnah B'lul B'Talmud. The Gemara continues to dash in the next part of the Pasuk. As Pasuk Gimel continues, Ashapir Yitim B'Itoi, V'Aleo Lo Yibol, V'Chol Ashi Yasi Atzliach. Rav explains imperial yitim beitai, that if a person puts out his fruit in the proper time, then his schar will be, and his leaf will not wither, and everything that he does will be successful. And if he's not kavei itim l'tera, or if he doesn't do mitzvahs in the proper time, then regarding the Talmud and the Rebbe, the pasuk continues in pasuk dalin and states, as Rashi explains that since the pasuk mentions Rishoyim, so tree mashma loy mit umalamde, and Rashi continues. continues with the second shad as Lishnachuna Puri Yitim Beitai Shalomid Vaisipri, Klaimim Mekayim Ashakasabatayr Vizet Ikar. And according to this pshat, Rashi is bothered, and why is the Rebbe responsible if his Talmud was not Mekayim the Torah? And therefore, Rashi continues, Al Lamed Vaumalamed, Shaasal Lamed Torah, Le Talmud Shayna Hagun. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna, Amrav, is Maidach Sid, that what is pshat in the Pasuk Mishli that states, Kirabim Chalom Hapila, Vatsum Kalaruga. And he explains that when the Pasuk states, Kirabim Chalom Hapila, Zet Talmud Shaligila Romera, Vatsum Kalaruga, Zet Talmud Shagila Rav. And the Pasuk tells us that if there's a Talmud that begins Paskling Shailas prior to the proper time for him to start Paskling, then it's as if he has killed many people. And similarly, if there's a Talmud that is now Higil Ra and he doesn't Paskin, then it's also as if he killed many people. And Ba'ad Kama, the Gemara is, and how long does a person have to be a Talmud Chacham in order to start Paskling Shailas? And the Gemara states, Ada Bar Shnin, until 40 years. And as Rashi states, Ada Bar Shnin, Mishinolad, and as Tesis and Masech the Satan, and Rashi explains that how do we see this from the Pasuk? And Rashi states, Hapila, Loshin Nefel, Shalei Molo Yomav, Klaimat Talmud, Shalei Molo Yomav, Rabim Chalalov, and Vatsumim, Hamas Atzmin, Vamachrishim, Usapkim, Alhoyes, Hergenes Duran, that the same holds true for those that hold back and are quiet and don't paskin alochois, even though they're ready to paskin. And Rashi states, Vatsumim is Loshin Vaitzim Enov, that he closes his eyes. And the Gemara continues and asks for Rava Uri, and as we know, that Rava only lived 40 years, and he's still Paskin, and we just stated that a person can't Paskin until they're 40 years old. And the Gemara answers, Hasan Bishavin, and as Rashi states, Bishayim Be'ira Gadol Mimenu, therefore Rava had the ability and had the obligation to Paskin even before he was 40. And when we learned the memory of Rava, we learned that it's either referring to Kviyas Yitl Matera, or it's referring to be Mekayim Natera, and Ayin Taisis Diba Maslam Piri Yitim Be'itai, Nir Lefarish Rav Chanan, Hayra Kedibisamach, that's similar to our Gemara, and it's actually discussing someone that's going to Paskin, and according to Taisis, Samar Geyers, Vahaynu Da Amrav Abba Amrav Hunam Rav, as it's really a continuation from the prior Gemara. The Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, Va'aleo Le'ubal, V'chlashi Yasi Atzliach, and Amrav Achaba Ada Amrav, Amrila Amrav Achaba Abba Amrav Humnuna Amrav, Shafilo Sichas Kulin Shalpin Kham and Suchin Talmud, Shanem Va'aleo Le'ubal, V'chlashi Yasi Atzliach, and Rashi explains, Va'aleo that leaves are Dava Kal Shibi Ilan is a small thing of the tree, Viksiv La Yibod, Klaima La Yelich La Yibod, that even the small thing should not be lost, and we should learn from even the smallest things of the Talmud Chabim. And as the prior Rashi states, Sichas Kulan Shal Talmud Chabim, Tzvichin Talmud, Kedel Islamid La Dava La Shain, Mishub La Shin Akia, Va'ishu Mapa. And the Gemara continues, Amra Bishu Malevi, Dava Zeh, Kasar Bateir, Vishanu Benavim, Mishulish Baksuvim, that this idea is written in the Torah, and it's written again in Navi, and it's written a third time in the Ksuvim, and the memory is Kalaisu Batira, Nechasu Matzlichen Lai, or as the Gura's Gurus, Drachu Matzlichen Lai, and Kasu Batira, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk states in Pashnit Savim, Ushmatim is Divra Brisazais, Vasisim Isam, that if one guards the words of the Torah and they do the mitzvahs, the Laman Taskilu is Kalashitasun, then you'll be Matzliach. And we know the Lashon Ushmatim is referring to the mitzvahs Leisasei, and as we know that Kal Makim Shinami Shom Pen Baal, it's referring to a Leisasei. And then when the Pasuk states Vasisa Meisam, it's referring to the Mitzvah Seh. And the Gemara continues Shano Bin Avim, that is taught us a second time in Navi, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshua states, Lo Yom Shefa Terezem Mipicha, Vogisa Boyim Vlaib, Loman Tishma Lassi Kichala Kasaboy, Ki Oz Tatsliach, Estra Checha, Voz Taskil. And we see that if a person keeps the mitzvahs, and he learns Torah, and he keeps the Lesa Seis as well as the Seis, then it will be Matzliach. And finally, this member is Meshulish Beksuvim, the Chsiv, as in Pasuk Bay. Is in Tehillim in Kapitel Aleph, the Pasuk tells us, Ki im b'seris Hashem chefzai, it was a rasa yega yom v'layla, and then Pasuk Gimel continues, V'hoi ke'it shasol apal gimayim, Ashapirio yitim b'itoi, V'oleo lo yibol, V'chlashi yasi atzliach. And our Gemara continues, Machas Rabbi Chzadri, man b'yichai, man b'yichai. Rabbi Chzadri would call out and would announce, who wants life, who wants life, and Kanav v'asu kulam l'gabei, and all the people would gather around him, and Amri le, havlan chai, and they would tell him that they want life and give us life. And Amalahu, and he responded to them that it's very easy and it's based on the Psukim and Tehillim, as the Psukim state, Mi Isha Chavetz Chaim, Oyev Yom Liris Toiv, Nitzol Lishon Chamira, Usvasech Midarim Mirma. And the Gemara continues, But Shem Yom Adam, Nitzat Lishon Mirra, Usvasech Midarim Mirma, Eilich Veskar Bashina. And maybe someone will say that since I'm guarding my tongue from saying saying lashon hara, and I'm guarding my lips from speaking lies, then maybe I should just go to sleep and I don't have to do anything else. I'll still be zeicher to chayim aruchim tamun leiman. Therefore, the pasuk continues that so mirav asay toiv, that you also have to stay away from bed and you can't do the mitzvahs leisa say vasay toiv, and you also have to do good and you have to do mitzvah say. And we know that talmud torah k'nega kulam, and therefore the greatest kiyum of asay toiv is to learn torah. And as the gemara states, ein toiv al torah shenem, and as the pasuk mishle states ki lekach toiv nasati lechem toirasi al tazevu. And our gemara continues and quotes from the mishnah that tazayim and aleph, which stated avo boini moyim b'misiyes ubeis mechatzais. However, he gil kippa shemimim ba'abedis gechavim also live nice. And our gemara begins amar b'leza amar b'ichran and some anakaris amar b'ichran in bono, that if he actually built a kippa and his soul got paid to build the dome, then schari mutar, then the schar would be mutar. And the gemara is pshita misham shevedis gechavim hein umisham shevedis gechavim bein rabbi shmol bein rabbi kiva ein nasurin at shiabdu, that since the dome is only there to protect the avodah zarah, then that's considered misham shevedis gechavim. And as we will see, that both according to the shita rabbi shmol as well as according to rabbi kiva, the misham shevedis gechavim are not going to be usa until they're actually used in order to protect the avodah zarah. And therefore, when the Yisrael builds the dome, then it's actually not considered misham shevedis gechavim, and certainly any payment that he receives should be mutar. And the Gemara answers Amar Rabbi Yemi alei nitzucha levedis gechavim atzma, that in the chenami when Rabbi Leza said this halacha, it wasn't referring to misham shevedis gechavim, but he's talking about a scenario where the Jew went and actually built an actual avodah zarah. And even then, Rabbi Leza states that the money they received as wages will be mutar b'hana and will not be asa. And whatever the Gemara now is, hanich leman de oma avodis gechavim shel Yisrael asur miyad. So this works according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that avodis gechavim that belongs to Yisrael would immediately become asa. However, the shalav gechavim at shete aved, that avodah zarah of a goy does not become asa until they actually serve the avodah zarah. So shapes, so it makes sense why the money will be mutar el leman de oma shalav gechavim asur miyad. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who is chelik of Rabbi Shmuel and holds that even where an avodah zarah belongs to Avi Kechavim, and immediately when it's finished, it becomes Asa Ba'na. So Ma'ik Lameima, so how could Rabbi Leza state that the money would be Mutar Ba'na? And the Gemara states, Elam Rabba Ula, Le Nitzucha El B'makash Achrein, that in a Chinami, Rabbi Leza was only being Mechadish to us, that even that last payment, which was made to a Jew for finishing off the Avodah Zarah, and for the last blow of the hammer against the Avodah Zarah, which was the Makav Patish, that money would still be Mutar Ba'na. And the Gemara explains, as Avi Kechavim, Manka Gorim, Gemar Malacha, as what causes the avodah zarah to become asa b'na is based on the Gemar Malacha, and the aim is have a Gemar Malacha b'makash achrin. And when is the Gemar Malacha b'avodah zarah? By the last blow of the hammer, and makash achrin less b'shar bruta, and the wage for the last blow of the hammer is not valued at a shar bruta, and therefore would not be asa b'na. And therefore, the Gemara points out al makasavu yeshlo nischius b'tchil v'atzayv. So we see Rabbi Leza holds that when a seicha gets paid his wages, the entire fee is not due only once he finishes his melacha and once he finishes his job. Instead, as he's working, every moment that he accrues a pruta, that accrues to his benefit. Therefore, all the wages that he was supposed to receive for all the work that he did prior to the last blow was actually due to him prior to this avodah zarah becoming asa b'na, and the only amount of money that was due to the poel at the time they finished the work was only for makash achrein and it's less b'shar pruta. And therefore, Rabbi Leza teaches us that it's mutar b'na. And Ayin Rashi, that when the Gemara speaks about avodah zarah shel Yisrael, she'asi Yisrael litzar chay l'meichel avodah kechavim, and I am unfortunate that I bothered with this lashon of Rashi. And therefore, some agers in Rashi litzar chay v'loy l'meichra, and I am taisis diba maschel makash achrin less bashar pruta, and taisis es mikol mokayim halayu asa lehanis midmei avodah kechavim afilu pachas bashar pruta v'imkein nimtza isim uruv bischaray. And taisis explains v'yishlema kivin de b'shvil chesar makash zeh achrin loy hoya avodah kechavim noisim men of mischiusa pachais im kein ein loyal of schavitz gekommen klar da afro pisha if gekommen mat bel apach mit schar put be gezel. However, mi kol mokim hacha leka kapay de kuli hai, as over here it's mubla and the rest of the wages. And Ayin Ravid is bothered with the same question as Taisis, and the Ravid explains that since this amount of money is not choshev, therefore the Rabbanan did not knas on this amount of money. The only reason that the schav for making avodah zarah is asa b'na is ein el knas chachamim k'damin al kamon v'heichad le'choshev like consul love, and therefore if it's not choshev, then the chacham did not make this knas. I am shum, and we will stop over here.